Friday morning. If you have your Bible, go with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13 in just a second. The title for this morning is Be Careful. I was just sitting thinking about what are some things that we can be talking about as a church family or as friends. And so I think being careful is one of those things that we need to talk about. The world is full of sin. And sometimes we see people and say, man, they're really dumb. Why are they making those choices? And so as I was thinking about that, the concept of being blinded came to my mind. And I was thinking about Ephesians chapter 6, about the principalities and powers, a battle that's taking place in our world today. And I think we need to be careful and be aware of that. And so instead of maybe being judgmental of someone or when you're trying to have a rational conversation with someone, it's amazing you can't really have a conversation anymore. And so when that person gets upset in the middle of the conversation, you don't have to be upset. You can just pause and ask the Lord to pray that they will be set free. Maybe they've been blinded by the principalities and powers, a battle that we were reminded of in Ephesians chapter 6, that they are making decisions based on influences that are not biblical, that are outside of truth, that are evil, that are satanic. I'm not saying that, you know, all people are demon possessed and that, and so I'm not, you know, I don't want that to come across. But I think at times when you watch people make decisions and you're asking yourself, why is that taking place? I think we need to come back to Ephesians chapter 6 and be reminded that maybe they're making that choice based on principalities and powers, based on the evil forces of the day that are influencing their heart and mind. And so you're not going to be able to have a rational conversation with them because they are walking outside of biblical truth and maybe they don't even have the Holy Spirit. And so that would even make more sense why people are making decisions because they don't have the help of the Holy Spirit. In saying that, I think as Christians, we need to be really careful and reminded of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. If it says, therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus is revealed. So Peter's reminding that group of believers to prepare their minds for action. So it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go to my Bible study and just sit there. No, there's going to be things that are going on in society that they're going to have to prepare their minds, be self-controlled. And part of being self-controlled is to set your hope fully on the grace given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. So the day that you said yes to the gospel, now you have the opportunity to walk for the rest of your life with the confidence that you're going to be with Jesus in heaven, but also that you have power now, you have hope for today, no matter what the circumstances might be, or no matter what lie might be going on in your world, you can say, okay, Lord, in your heart, Lord, I need Jesus to be the strength for me as I navigate this problem. And as you're dealing with a friend, a neighbor, a relative, a loved one, and they're not seeing it the way you're seeing it. And so maybe you start praying, Lord, I'm going to ask you to reveal to them the truth and not allow Satan to control their mind, not allow Satan to be an influence. And you're going to encourage them to be careful in the things that are going on in their lives. So prepare our mind for actions, set our hope fully on Jesus, and that's going to play out as obedient children. Do not conform to the evil desires that you once lived. And he reminds this group of believers, but just as he has called you as holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. So neat passage of scripture. The last verse I'd like to leave with you this morning is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart. It is the wellspring of your life. Above all else, be careful to guard your heart because it is the wellspring of your life. So encouraging you on this Let's Talk to be careful, not to be judgmental of the people around you. Maybe they're making those decisions because of influences of outside of their control, influences of principalities and powers. But you and I have the privilege, the opportunity, and the grace, the power to prepare our minds today for actions and being self-controlled because we're going to place our hope fully on Jesus. So thank you for joining us. Let's talk. Let's close in prayer. Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to be around your word today. Thank you for what you're doing in our individual hearts and lives. And there are things that are going on in our community and in our church family and our society that are concerning. And so I pray for those people that are believing principalities and powers lies, that you would allow the gospel to be exposed to their heart, that they would say yes to the gospel And then they would have the power to go in a different direction. I pray for those of us who are around church that we know about Jesus, that it wouldn't just be something that we believed in for salvation, that we'd be asking Jesus for hope and strength today as we battle for you, so that we can be a light of the world. So help us, Jesus, be careful. Help us to guard our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. So let's talk. Have a great day.